the purpose of your visit to Uruguay?
I think two purposes. Number one, trying to establish good collaborations with CUDIM, which they already do a very state-of-the-art research work in molecular imaging. Mm-hmm. And the second purpose is trying to sign joint collaboration memorandum of understanding to set up the framework for the future students and the education exchange and research collaborations.
Okay, what do you think about CUDIM, this institution?
Yeah, I think number one is a state-of-the-art facility. Maybe I would say probably one of the most modern, even particularly by the design and expertise and equipment, as well as a research facility. I think it's a world-class research facility, and also under the leadership of Henry Engler, they already do state-of-the-art research. So at China Peking University, we're also doing some engineering development work. For example, we are developing four modality macro imaging, molecular imaging system for animal research. Mm. And that could be a complementary research strength. We could jointly work together for some new developments.
This is the memo that you signed?
Right, that's a part of the memorandum.
Can you explain a little bit more of this memo?
Okay, I think the memo is more for education and the research collaborations for student exchange, educating future doctors to gain more insight knowledge about the molecular imaging. And I think CUDIM is very prestigious at Uruguay, maybe all the South Latin America, and Peking University is a top university in China. It's the most top-ranked comprehensive university, research university. In, has both a College of Engineering, School of Medicine, Physics, and a School of Science. So with combined strengths, we could both educate a future generation of leaders in molecular imaging, mm-hmm. but also doing joint collaborating research.
The idea is the exchange of students uh-huh. between both countries.
Yes.
And when would be the start of this exchange?
I think for us, once the framework was established, mm-hmm. and we all want to start right away, because we already have students in our research team ready to explore the specific opportunities offered here, and I guess they also have a team of doctors, junior doctors, students working here, so ready to be established. I think this framework is also very important with the support of both government. This afternoon, our vice president will sign, and your president will mm-hmm. evidence the signing ceremony of the memorandum of understanding with support of your ambassador to China. She gave a wonderful support. I think with this kind of a support, we must work close together and succeed.
Tell us about your work in China, your expertise mm-hmm. area.
Yeah. Well, at Peking University, mm-hmm. our research group, we come from a Department of Biomedical Engineering. We are more focused on developing innovative technologies for medical application. Mm-hmm. My particular research interest is in molecular imaging. At Peking University, we developed I would say also quite state-of-the-art four modality. We combined micro CT, PET, SPECT, and fluorescence tomography together, to be able to have a very high sensitivity and a specificity for cancer or medical condition diagnosis. I think this is a very, I would say, providing a useful tool for medical research and a new drug discovery. I think because of right now, the relationship between mm-hmm. two countries is in a very, I think, very close, and both economic exchange and scientific exchange. I think in China, we have a lot of manpower, knowledge, and different specialties from engineering to science. And here, we have a kind of a world-class research facility, which has under the leadership of Dr. Henry Engler, so he is also the world leader in this area. I think definitely there's a combined complementary strengths. Together we can make a lot of new discoveries.